It's the First Amendment. Broadband style.
Now stand by.
TalkZone.com. Welcome to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G on TalkZone.com. And now, here's a Cubs fan who drinks light beer and has mustard relish and grilled onions on his Chicago dog. And a White Sox fan who prefers single malts and Cuban cigars. But there's no mistaking their everlasting love for the Fighting Illini of the University of Illinois. You are Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G.
So, Kendall, can you guess which one of us is a White Sox fan and likes Cuban cigars? Kendall.
Yes.
Can you guess which one of us likes the White Sox and Cuban cigars?
You.
Yes, good guess.
You are correct. You, ding, 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 you're the winner.
So, Kendall, do you realize you're still the last Illini player to average 20 points in a season?
No, I didn't realize that.
I mean, this is almost 20 years ago now, and we haven't had a 20 point a game score in the 20 years since you've left.
Wow, we need one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that when Jeremy gets there, you know that he has the skills to do it. So, you know, hopefully he can.
Well, one of these days, I'd like to have you and Jeremy in studio together. I don't know if we can do that under NCAA rules, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to have the two of you together in the studio.
I'd love to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, we'll get Chris Peacock's approval on that one, but we're all media, so that would be...
That's right.
Okay.
And the other thing that Boz pointed out to me during the break was that you were the first draft choice in the history of the Charlotte Hornets.
I think first collegiate draft, wasn't it? Because they had
They had Rex Chapman and J.R. Reed.
It was Nick who was the first draft choice.
Of Orlando. But I thought you were the first one of Charlotte also.
No. Nick was the first draft pick in Orlando.
I think that, didn't they have Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning? Were they there already, or did they come after you?
They came. Larry came the year after me, then Alonzo came the next year.
So was it Charlotte's second year, your first year then?
No, Charlotte had been around for about three or four years before I got there.
So, Boz, you're taking us down the wrong path.
All right, I guess my memory is going way
down. Have you watched the current squad play?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched this current squad play, the current Illini squad?
Well, you know what? They have surprised me because I did not expect them to have a 10-1 record. Okay, I did not expect them to go into Vanderbilt and win. I did not expect them to win their tournament. And I think that they are coming around, and they're like the surprise of the Big Ten right now. And I think with Alex Legion joining, if he can live up to his promise, I think that they'll be right there as far as, you know, competing for the Big Ten, because, you know, I think this thing is wide open. You look at Michigan State. They've had problems struggling. They're very inconsistent. You look at Purdue, got beat by Duke. You look at Michigan. Even though I like Michigan, as far as with Manny Harris, they've beaten two top 10 teams. So I think that Illinois is right there. I mean, if they can continue to do what they've been doing, and you know, they could easily be 11-0. You know, the game against Clemson when we didn't get the shot off.
Right.
You know, I thought they could have won that game, too. So, I mean, we're talking about a team that could easily be undefeated right now.
Kendall, give us your opinion of McCamey's point guard skills.
Okay. I really like Demetrius McCamey. However, I would like to see him be more aggressive. I would like to see him be more consistent. I think that he can become a great point guard. But I think that he has to have a little bit more of a killer instinct. And I think that he needs to be a little bit more vocal and not as laid back. I mean, all the instances that I've seen him play, there's no questioning his talent. But, you know, I'd like to see him be a little bit more assertive.
You know, the one thing I do question, though, is his foot speed. I don't know if he has the type of quickness that you need to break guys down off the dribble.
Well, you know, breaking guys down off the dribble can be deceptive, because if you look at Deron Williams, you wouldn't think that he was quick, you know, but he is, you know, and I think that McCamey can acquire that if he works hard. I think that also he's still a little bit too heavy, if you ask me. You know, I like to see him drop 10, 15 pounds, and then you would see his foot speed. And I think that would make him a better player. He's already a solid guy, so he could afford to lose 10 to 15 pounds. And believe me, you'd see his foot speed then.
We've got a question from Mitch Sutton for you. With the Illini's recent recruiting success, do you think the Illini will be a top 10 team in the next few years? And do you think Tracy Abrams will bring top guys with him in the class of 2011? P.S. I love your show. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, the first one, yes, I believe Tracy Abrams will bring other guys to the program. We stated that earlier in the program, that other players love to play with him. They love to play with guys that can make them better, and he's one of those players. As far as the rest of the recruiting class, yes, I do believe that the Illini will be a top-10 basketball program for a long time to come if they can continue to recruit as they have these past couple of years. If they can keep all of their guys healthy, and if they can keep everybody together. One thing that I do notice about the recruiting class, though, is that we have a lot of guards. Okay, now somebody can't play all the time. So that's the only problem I see right now, is that you have a lot of good players at the same position.
Although you had a lot of interchangeable parts on the 89 team as well, and you really, you know, despite what people would say, Bardo was more of a slasher and two guard than he was a pure point.
Yeah, he was, but he was able to get the job done at point guard. And you know, anytime you have that type of skill, it's always a plus. Now I know that you know, you have a lot of other players that are in this recruiting class that have the same skill. They could be one, two, or three. They call combo guard, and that's something that the Flying Illini brought to the table. Because you know, at any point in time, Nick could play two guard, Larry Smith could play it, even though he was a pure point guard. Steve could play one, two, or three, and that's something that you have in this recruiting class, especially with Jeremy. I mean, he can play the one, two, or three. But like I said again, somebody has to sit down. Somebody is not going to play, so that's the only problem that I see.
Give me your analysis on Tisdale and Davis and whether or not they can make it to the next level.
I think that Tisdale has become more consistent, and right now he hasn't shown that he can be a consistent player with higher quality opposition. You know, against Clemson, I didn't really see his game. You know, but you know, against weaker competition, he plays well. Well, I like to see him play well against the Purdue, Wisconsin, Michigan,
Missouri tomorrow night.
Missouri tomorrow night. He has to come up and play well in those situations. Mike Davis, I think he's a surefire pro.
Yeah, I love Davis's game. He just needs to get stronger.
Yeah, I love his game. He needs to get stronger, but he has all the intangibles that a small forward or power forward needs in the NBA. All he needs is just to, like you said before, get physically stronger. But he has it all. He has all the quality.
He kind of reminds me of a 1980s Boston Celtic forward. Just, you know, the guy who's not that strong but moves well without the ball, understands the mid-range game, passes well in inside space, and really has a lot of good things going for him on the offensive end.
He does. You know, I saw him the other day. He runs the court well, and he does all of the things that you love in a forward. And if he can, you know, keep his head on straight, keep working hard, he's going to be right there.
Yeah, I think if we could find another one or two guys like him to go with all these guards, then we're going to be fighting for the national championship again.
Oh, absolutely, year after year.
Kendall Gill is our featured guest on Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Mr. G, did you know that Kendall was one of only three NBA players in the 1996-97 season to score in double figures in all 82 games, including a career-high 41 points against the Orlando Magic?
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to do that against Nick.
I was going to say, was Nick guarding you?
Nick was guarding me.
Oh, my God.
No, Nick was never really known for his defense, was he?
No, Nick got about 25 of those 41.
Well, when Nick wanted to, he could play a little D, but he just didn't seem to want to most of the time.
No, he wasn't interested in defense.
That was about 3 days a month that he wanted to.
Right.
Also, and I don't know how, you know, Kendall mentioned getting all this material off of the internet and YouTube and all this, and I don't know how old this is, but one thing says hobbies include boating, weightlifting, reading, and dancing, I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, you know, I actually entered, they had this thing in Chicago called Dancing with Chicago Celebrities. And I entered that, and I did the rumba and the salsa and all that stuff. So.
Oh, we got to look for this on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might be on there.
So in 2004, when Barack Obama was running for the senatorial nomination on the Democratic side, we held one of his first fundraisers in the northern suburbs, and I got to know him back then. It's been just an unbelievably wonderful thing for America that Barack is going to be our next president, his leadership skills, the energy that he brings, the hope that he brings to people. When did you first meet Barack Obama, and what's your relationship with him like?
Well, you know, I used to see Barack at the health club here in Chicago, and I never knew who he was, you know. And then I started seeing him on TV, and I knew that he was the senator and everything. And I would see him out because we have mutual friends, and you know, we would just say hello in passing. And you know, sometimes I would see him in restaurants and just friendly hellos. But you know, I think that he's an absolute great guy. I think that he's the right person for the job at the right time. With the economy the way it is, we need somebody special to be in office and to get down to the business at hand. And I'm glad to see that he's almost finished putting his cabinet together already before he even walks into the White House. And I think that everything that he says that he's going to do, I believe that he's going to definitely give the attempt to do it.
You know, there's got to be a job for you at the White House, Kendall, just because he could play hoops with you, you know, in his off moments. He needs to find some place for you.
I had the opportunity to play with him last week, but I had to go. I had a Bulls game on Comcast, so I couldn't go and play. But I wanted to. I wanted to see what it was like to get shaken down by the Secret Service.
No. Oh, man. Well, hopefully you'll get that opportunity soon before he moves to Washington.
And after the game, Obama would have said, you know, nobody's guarded me that well except the Secret Service.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of Comcast, Kendall, I want you to, next time you go in there, tell them you want to do something like these NFL shows on Sunday morning where they step away from the desk and there's a little 10-yard field and they go through a play. I want to see you and Van Leer, you posting up Van Leer and having some fun diagramming some plays that way. That would be a riot.
You know, it's...
It would be, but I have to worry about Norm and what he would do.
Well, I think you'd have to wear your cup or something, but other than that, I want to see you take... I like Norm, but I want to see you take it to him.
You know, it's been a...
I told Norm, I said, Norm, you know, all that tough stuff you used to pull back in there, I said, that wouldn't work on me.
There you go.
No, you're not afraid of that. He's got to bring a bigger game than that.
Right, exactly.
Kendall, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show. In wrapping up, I want to know from you, because I know you personally, I see this side of you, your love for the university. Why do you and the guys from the 88-89 team, the guys who played with you, played around that time, why do you guys have so much passion for the university?
Well, you know, I think it's because that is where we became men. That's where we grew up. You know, and you never forget those memories when you grow up and then you're away from home and you sort of form the bond that's going to be with you for a lifetime. And all that happened for us at the University of Illinois. Right now, Steve, Ryan Baker, Marcus, Kenny Battle, Nick, all of us, we still are in contact. And, you know, none of those relationships would have been there if it hadn't been for the University of Illinois. And I think that's why, because that's the one thing that we all have in common is that university. And, you know, I think that's why we hold it so dear and special.
And I think one great point also is that after your playing careers, at least yours and Steve's, that you've all kind of gravitated back home. And you're doing fine work for the community and and your exposure helps the university as well. And again, for all the young high school athletes, whether it's basketball, football, or some of the other Olympic sports, you know, it's a great thing to stay at home and go to the state university, and presumably cards are played right. There'll be plenty of opportunity at home here in the Chicago area for you after your years at the university.
You know, and that's the absolute key right there, what you just said. I mean, and that's why, you know, when who was the kid from Kansas, Sharon Collins?
Sharon Collins.
Right.
Shire.
A couple kids are out in Oregon.
A couple kids went out there. They don't understand the importance of being here at home. You know, if you succeed at the University of Illinois, if you go there, I mean, this is home. Well, we take care of our own. And that's what I think that those guys are going to miss if they decide to come back to Illinois. You know, nobody's going to know who they were when they played. You know, but if you went to the University of Illinois, believe me, they know you. And, you know, that's why, you know, I think that it's so important to relate to our recruits that, you know, you should stay here at home. We have a great institution here academically and a great institution here athletically. So why go anyplace else when the best is right here?
Kendall, we all walk a little taller because you're an Illini. Thank you for sharing these moments with us on our show. Thank you for all you do in the community, and thank you for being such a great ambassador for Illini Nation.
Hey, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Happy holidays, Kendall. Thanks a lot.
Well, that was a pretty good segment, Buzz. I really enjoyed having Kendall on.
You know, I don't smoke, but I think I need a cigarette and a pizza right now.
You like that, huh?
He's awesome. I mean, he's my favorite guy, player. He's a great athlete. He's a successful guy after his career now in the community.
It's a lot of fun when he and Bardo and
well, maybe
else?
You'll have to bring
Ryan
me to one of these
Ryan get-togethers. Ryan Baker
Are you afraid to bring me, or you'll send me to a class to obedience or whatever, and I'll get to come once?
Yeah, I'll bring you out to an event. We'll have a dinner party or something.
I promise I won't drool. I won't bring my autograph book and camera. But Easter Sunday.
By the way,
89.
If anybody wants Kendall's autograph. Just give us an email here at Talking Illini. We'll make sure that we forward an autograph to you. Or you can email him directly at Comcast.com, and he'll send out an email or send out an autograph to you.
Easter Sunday, 89. I was at the in-laws watching the game. As soon as it was over, I ran up, made the phone call to get an airplane. I had tears dripping. We were going to the Final Four, first time in our lives. It was, you know, nothing better.
Well, you're listening to Talking Illini. I'm Scott Gendel. This is Boz across the desk from you. We're a little bit excited over our conversation with Kendall.
You know, also, again, I hate to, you know, jump in at you, but you're not jumping back, so I guess it's okay now. But the point we made at the end about the kids staying home, what's there for them after the university, after playing days, you know, all things being equal, you're a business guy. If an Illini came into your office for a job and another kid that you know, left and went to Oregon and came back, all things being equal, it's only normal you would lean to...
When I hire, I have two sets of standards. One applies to Illini grads, and then there's the rest of them.
There you go.
You're listening to Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. You can email us at talkingillini@yahoo.com or call us at 888-463-6748. We'll be back in a few moments after these words from our sponsors.
Never do today what you can put off till tomorrow. Now, that's not exactly the saying, but it seems like people would rather have a root canal than do something about their finances. That's what AXA Advisors is all about, working with you one-on-one so you'll have a financial plan for the things you want tomorrow. AXA, financial protection. For more information, call Stephen King, financial consultant, 847-291-3669. That's 847-291-3669. Securities and investment advisory services offered through AXA Advisors, LLC, 212-314-4600. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to five vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy to qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com.
The award-winning Sun Tracker Swivel Beach Chair is the only folding beach chair that swivels a complete 360 degrees. So whether you're basking in the sun or just watching the kids, you'll never need to get up to adjust to the optimal position. It's lightweight and folds to only 6 inches wide, so it's perfect for the beach, tailgate parties, sporting events, and more. Anywhere you take a folding chair, you'll want to take the Sun Tracker. To learn more or to order yours today, visit suntracker.com or call 888-786-8725. Sun Tracker, the ultimate swivel beach chair. A proud sponsor of Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Check it out at suntracker.com.
Racing the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
And now, let's get back in the game for more Talking Illini on TalkZone.com. Here are your hosts, Boz and Mr. G.
We're now back in the game, Talking Illini. Boz here, Mr. G across the desk from me. About 40 more minutes of show today before Mr. G will take a holiday break for the next 2 weeks, leaving me alone, but I won't be alone. We'll have some special guests, which...
Maybe I'll call in from overseas, too.
That
you
would
never
be
know.
Nice, yeah. 2 weeks from now, we're hoping to have Gail Fisher from Comcast Sportsnet. Gail's an alum, and that's really all I know about her, so I'll get to just fire away and ask her all these questions. I'm not going to Google and find out before I get to ask. She'll just come in. I'll ask her where she's from, when did she go to school? Was she in a sorority? Did she hang out at Dooley's? What was her major? Stuff like that.
Are you going to ask her what outfit are you going to wear when you come on the show?
No, she's going to be here when I ask. She'll be wearing... I'm going to tell her to wear her orange and blue. She's going to bring a camera, hopefully. We'll be on
Comcast. Maybe she was an Illinette. Maybe she could wear the Illinette costume.
That would be something else. 888-463-6748 is our number. Give us a call or email at talkingillini@yahoo.com. We're going to bring in our next guest, our good friend. Tough act to follow, Lindsay. I don't know if you know, but we just had Kendall Gill on. The phones and emails were buzzing. We had great conversation about high school, college ball, and what Kendall's doing around town. How are you today, Lindsay?
I'm doing great, and I can outduel Kendall at any time.
Okay, we'll let him know that, and we'll fix this.
Maybe we should play the Deliverance music in the background.
Are we talking one-on-one or boxing or what?
Anytime he wants to stand still and shoot threes, we can go to. I might have a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, okay. Before we get to hoops, is there anything new in football? Staffing, what do you know, what do you hear about the offensive coordinator, Mallory leaving, defensive coordinators?
I don't know if you heard the news today, but Vontae Davis declared for the NFL today. Yeah,
that was the worst-kept secret in Illini Nation, but
yeah.
Yes, he's now off double-secret probation and has officially entered the NFL draft.
Yeah, no surprise, but at least it's done, it's out there, and poof, now everyone can move on. You know, I'm happy for Vontae. That's where he wants to be. That's a good place for him. He'll be a first-round pick. He'll make some money. He'll back some people around, and then who knows from there.
Maybe he'll even help recruit for the university. You never know.
I just got off the phone with him, me and a few other reporters, and he said if he had to do it all again, he probably would have picked Illinois again for college. He couldn't have probably had a better college experience.
So. Zook really... stayed on him hard, maybe harder than most other players. Was there anything more to that in terms of their relationship, or explain that to us?
You know, I don't think there's any more in a bad way. I don't think it was really any different than...
Yeah, we're always looking for bad stuff here.
I think the relationship was actually kind of similar to the Bruce Weber-Dimitri McCamey relationship, where Zook saw that endless talent in Vontae and didn't want him dogging it and being lazy. Weber sees a ton of talent in Dimitri and doesn't want to see him dog it and be lazy. And occasionally when Zook would bump Vontae down to the second team or hold him out of this or hold him out of that, it was just all to try to keep him focused on the prize there and try to get maximum effort out of him.
Was it tough to motivate Vontae this year, or was he fully engaged and into the season? A lot of people have speculated that he had one eye on the NFL draft and one foot out the door, and maybe that was a distracting condition for him.
No, I don't think it was any different than the first 2 years where he had to sit on him now and again. I don't think the NFL was such a great carrot that had Vontae not worrying about Ohio State or any of that stuff. I think Vontae was cool all the way through. He didn't have numbers. He didn't have great interception numbers because, frankly, people didn't throw his way. I mean, what do you want? You can't run to the other side and pick off passes.
No, that is true. And I thought he was the best run defender playing cornerback in college football this year.
You know, he was a monster that way. And, you know, it's actually kind of weird. I was looking online at some of these NFL draft projections and so on, and one said that he'll be a free safety in the pros.
We've heard that a lot, actually.
Yeah, and I guess maybe I hadn't paid attention because I figured that corners are so hard to find. You don't want to transition to corner free safety, but that makes a ton of sense. He can run up and smack people. I mean, that wouldn't be
kind of like Mike Brown.
People have actually questioned his hip speed, whether or not he had the hip speed to play cornerback, and he may be better suited to play either strong or free safety.
Well, then I'm sure that'll be fine. He certainly has no problem sticking his nose where it needs to go. So that wherever there's plenty of room in the NFL for a good free safety too.
Any other pertinent football news today from the last week or so before we move to hoops?
None that I know of. I'm 99% hoops these days, so
okay.
I'll get back with back on football maybe after the new year. It sounds like that's when they'll start moving on things anyway. They have the big coaches convention always around the BCS Bowls, and I'm sure that's if Zook didn't already have his guy in mind for offensive coordinator, that's where he can get it all sewn up and figured out.
What are you hearing on the grapevine relative to the OC position? Are you hearing that?
I know almost no names. It's kind of the same as it's always been with Zook hires. There's a lot of great names and way more than you'd think, and so on and so forth. So for me to speculate would be just wrong.
You going to any bowl games?
You know, I was going to go to the Alamo Bowl and the Independence Bowl to catch Northwestern and NIU, but those plans kind of fell through. So that's I guess I'll just sit on my duff and see what the bowl hubbub is all about.
It's a tough economy out there. I guess the paper's cutting back a little, but you'll probably have a good time at home too.
Exactly.
All right, so tell us about, I see you on the broadcast in your nice seat behind the bench there in press row. Your impressions of the few minutes Legion hit the court on Saturday night?
I guess probably what I expected. Obviously, he had his first two shots out there. He kind of dribbled himself into trouble a couple times. He forced a couple shots. He looked relatively lost. He looked eager but lost defensively. That's pretty much the scouting report that we had going in.
Have you seen him in practice?
Very little. I haven't gotten to see nearly as much practice as I would like to. But I did ask Bruce Weber whether what we saw against Detroit was what he had seen in practice all along, and he said, "Yeah," but then he added that, frankly, when he gets on runs at practice and he misses a shot, the coaches are surprised. So apparently, there's still lots more in the scoring bin here where he can drill four, five, six straight threes and not think anything of it.
I'm hoping that there's a second gear to see tomorrow night or when we get into conference. The first thing when he came on the court, my impression was, I liked his height, I liked his length, I liked his stroke, but he did look like he was moving on the offense, but not really fast and sharp, and I'm hoping that he's a lot quicker and faster than he showed Saturday night.
You know, he does have more there. I actually liked his second three-pointer better than his first because he kind of did add his advertised, used a screen from Semrau and spotted up and had a nice release and drilled a three. Trent Meacham has actually been really interesting in this because obviously, as everyone knows, Trent had to sit out a year when he transferred from Dayton back home. And Trent was saying, you know, it takes a while to get back up to game speed, to feel comfortable and so on. And if you think about it, Legion hadn't played in a year. He played with the orange and blue game, and he was kind of with the fellas for a while. And then, you know, for the last month plus, until finals hit and he was able to get back into the mix, he was either on scout team or... Bruce even said if they really had to break some stuff down and you know, do scouting report or something, Alex just kind of sat on the sidelines and let the guys who had to play, you know, learn stuff.
Lindsay, I worry that if we play the same way we played Saturday night, tomorrow night, we could end up with 30 turnovers against Missouri.
That would be the case if it was the same thing. But I don't see that happening. I do see it similar to Clemson, and they did have 17 turnovers, I want to say, against Clemson. Missouri plays the same way. They're gonna speed them up. They're gonna press full court. They're gonna run and jump half court. They're gonna have a diamond and one press. I think that's just post exam blahs. I mean, Chester was careless with the ball a few times. You never see that. Mike Davis threw. I'm still having my head. Just a dreadful post pass where he was on the wing and tried to throw it to like three guys.
I've never seen so many lazy passes thrown in a game.
Yeah, it was almost as if they had all forgotten what little competition is like. But you know, they got that out of their system. It's the Missouri game. You know, craziness will happen, but at the same time, they will be on point the whole game. But both sides will.
How many, do you have a feel for how many minutes Legion might play? Will the game dictate it, or will Bruce think, you know, we need him to win and play some significant minutes?
I think it'll depend on how many minutes that Missouri plays zone. If they're going to do their running and jumping and trapping and stuff and then fall back into zone, Legion's going to get a bunch of minutes. But at the same token, do they want Legion and Meacham just kind of sniping from the outside and letting them have baskets? Illinois is of the mind, the way Missouri plays, it's not like they're going to let you get an open shot, but as long as you make the next pass, that the open shot will be there. They're not averse to letting you have something if you work for it. So this could be one of those games where Illinois gets up 15 and it comes, and then Missouri catches up, or Missouri goes up 12 and Illinois catches up.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that in these games over the years.
Yeah, I think it'll be another one of those. And if Illinois has its way, the winner will have about 70 points, and if Missouri has its way, the winner will have about 80, 85.
You mentioned McCamey and Bruce and their relationship. It seems like we're going, you know, a couple steps forward, a step back. Where are we with that, and is there going to be a settling point where McCamey's going to hopefully, you know, achieve what most of us hope he will in terms of both becoming the leader and the point guard and putting up consistent numbers?
I think it's going to be baby steps. I think we're going to continue to see this. I mean, obviously Bruce could do that with them in the Detroit game because they were up against Detroit and they weren't going to lose to Detroit. Will he mess with them against Mizzou? I would guess probably not. Could he mess with them again against Eastern Michigan on the 28th? Yeah, maybe so. But then when they go to Purdue on the 30th, probably not.
I mean, it's my assertion that McCamey is nothing more than a mediocre point guard who really is better suited to play the two at this point, but really we don't have a pure point on this team. I mean, can he become and emerge as a top-tier point guard?
I think he can. I think one of the things that I forget all the time is that he didn't really play point at St. Joe's until maybe his senior year, and even during his senior year, I remember talking to people and they said, "Well, his best position is probably really like a three. His best is small forward." So I think he's still learning the point. He's still trying to pick things up. I think that's an additional reason why Bruce sits on him so much and wants him to become the player that he knows he can become. I would say it's still going to be baby steps this year, and I think maybe next year when this next group of guys comes in, as well as Chester being gone, it's a third year thing. It's a competition thing. I think Dimitri will see the light more and more as time goes on.
Yeah, I'm hoping the emergence of Legion and the competition of the guys coming next year will you know, help that situation in a positive manner. Although on the upside, you know, starting with, well, there was a game or two before the Big Ten tourney last year, and of course he had a terrific tourney, and then this year his best game seemed to be against the better teams and on the bigger stages at Vanderbilt and Clemson and Georgia. Those were his best games this year.
I'd like to see him break down a defense against a good team and really be in a position to either finish at the rim or pass the ball, much like Darren used to do when he was at the peak of his game, the thing that D has not ever learned how to do, but get into the paint and either finish or pass. I haven't seen him do that consistently.
You know what actually would be interesting is if Dimitri, I actually think, and I've sat and talked with those other guys as we're watching games, Trent Meacham is pretty darn good at taking the ball with 8-10 seconds on the clock and breaking somebody down and getting into the lane.
I agree. They've got to respect his jump shot.
Exactly. And, it would be nice if Dimitri could do that. And maybe with Legion on one wing and Trent on the other, maybe that becomes possible more. Maybe it's a Dimitri thing. Maybe it has nothing to do with the other people he has around him.
Is Semrau ever going to be any more than five fouls and a big body that comes in for a few minutes?
I think so. I'm not going to tell you he's going to suddenly become a 12-10 guy and he's going to become the a linchpin on the 0-10 or the 0-11 team that gets back to the top of the Big Ten. But he's a guy. He's hardly played until this year. He's still learning stuff, and I think he was also caught in the. In the blah mix the other day against Detroit. I mean, how many times, even I kind of lost interest, how many times Detroit kind of just jammed the ball in the middle and everyone kind of collided together and, either Semrau or Cole or somebody got a foul and it's kind of like, It was a bad gauge of what will happen going forward.
Right. Well,
I can hope.
We'll write that off to the post finals syndrome there. But you mentioned Clemson and the research I'm doing on Missouri. I get a feeling it's going to be a very similar game with Missouri size and athleticism. How are Tisdale and Semrau going to be effective for us in this type of game and in conference games? That Michigan State Texas game the other day was a war.
Well, it's
a terrific game.
Yeah, great athletes
on
the floor.
And unfortunately, I mean, I love Tisdale and Semrau, but I think those types of games, which we're going to be probably having more of, is not suited to them.
And I think going forward, that is the number one concern. And as you sit down over the next week and try to predict where Illinois might finish in the Big Ten, that is the number one issue right there. When will they have matchups? When they're playing bruisers? I mean, even with Missouri tomorrow, Damari Carroll and Leo Lyons aren't exactly the bruiser types. They aren't like this Booker kid from Clemson who's going to post up and jump around and do stuff. I mean, they'll face up to the basket. They're almost like 3-4 combo guys as opposed to true centers. And even with that, even it's not a good matchup with Tisdale or even Semrau. So I mean, yeah, what's going to happen with Michigan State? What's going to happen with Michigan? What's going to happen with Ohio? It's going to be the number one question virtually every game.
Do you think that maybe we should have given a better look and tried to get Stan Simpson ready?
One of the things I've always talked with a couple other writers is that Bruce is always about winning the next game. He is not so concerned about developments. If he thought Stan Simpson would be an answer and would actually help him win even just one Big Ten game, then Stan Simpson would be playing right now and would have been getting ready. So I think they've realized that's just not a possibility.
I'll buy that. But we talked earlier in the show, and I'm high on him for the future as the kind of body and athlete that can run the floor maybe like Mike Davis, but is more of a post up guy. And fitting in with next year's class, he could be in a pleasant surprise to most as a unknown big man in there, because as Kendall just we were talking with, we got a heck of a lot of guards we're recruiting. We need a few more Mike Davis type players.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I do think they see a bright future for Stan down the road. But and I actually kind of like that each of the they don't have a ton of big men going down the road, but at least they're all a little different. Simpson's a little different than Semrau, is different than Davis, is different than Griffey.
I think Griffey's going to surprise some people. He's got a nice all-around game, plays almost like a European game.
Yeah, I think Griffey will be a... we've all been all about these three guards and how much excitement they're going to bring, but I wouldn't be stunned if Griffey makes the most immediate impact out of the four. And maybe along with DJ, I guess I would say would be the two who would make the biggest impact early.
Well, you know, those will be nice problems to have, certainly. We're talking with the Daily Herald's Lindsay Wilhite on Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Give us a call, 888-463-6748, or email at talkingillini@yahoo.com. You know, Davis is leading the conference in double-doubles and top rebounder with 8.2. But unfortunately, the next guy in rebounding is about 3.5 or 4. So that's
where is Chester? Isn't he supposed to be bringing 5 rebounds a night?
He's supposed to be, but I think he's coming up a little short there. Let me fumble through my papers here.
I love Chester Frazier's heart, you know, quite frankly. Because of recruiting weakness over the last 2 years, he's logging more minutes than he should be on a team like this.
Yeah, it would be ideal if Legion could handle 20 to 25 minutes as we roll into the new year, and Chester's minutes were down to 28, and Trent's were 28 to 30, and McCamey's were, even McCamey, because he seems to get tired more quickly, and that lends to laziness on defense. Even if he could play 28 to 30, that would be fine too.
Yeah, if right now Chester's at 3.8, Tisdale's only 4.5. That's got to change. I mean, there's no reason why our centers between the two of them can't get 10 and 10. I would think.
If Frazier were 6'7", he'd be Dennis Rodman. But unfortunately, he's about 6'1" with his shoes on.
Yeah, I think Tisdale's rebounding average is about as high as you're going to see it all year. I don't see that going up in the Big Ten play.
Do you anticipate that this team will finish above 500 in the Big Ten?
You know, I was actually thinking about that last night. I think 9-9 wouldn't be a terrible finish for them. They have one of the tougher roads with Northwestern is not bad, and neither is Iowa, but they only get to play those teams once each.
My glass half full counterpart across the desk from me has them at 9-7, and I've got them at 7-9.
No, that's only, we said 10, and that's only 16. Don't they play 18?
Yeah, they 18.
18. 10 and 8.
Yeah. You had them at 10 and 8. And what did I have them? I had them under 8 and 10.
8 and 10 or worse.
Or 7-11.
Lindsay, can you hang on a few minutes? We got to take a break here.
Okay.
Great. Again, this is Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. We'll be back with Lindsay Wilhite in a moment.
Step back in time when going out for dinner meant something really special. Step into Wildfire, a steak and chop house with the aura of a 1940s dinner club. Private and semi-private rooms offer a variety of options for any social or business event. Order from our supper club menu served family style. Try our horseradish crusted filet mignon or Wildfire's delicious cedar plank salmon. Dine at any of our 8 Wildfire restaurant locations. Visit us on the web at wildfirerestaurant.com to find the location nearest you.
You buy the car you want at RizzoCars.com. RizzoCars.com.
It's true. We'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans available online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's so fast and so easy. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to 5 vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing, which helps to make your purchase simple and fast. Shop 13 new car franchises, including Ford, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, Lincoln, Mercury, Acura, Porsche, Kia, Hummer, and Saab. So if you're tired and frustrated of driving from dealer to dealer, just remember,
you buy the car you want at RizzoCars.com.
Hey, Illini fans. Looking to win in the game of real estate? There's never been a better time to buy a new home. Interest rates are low, there are plenty of homes to choose from, and ultimately real estate is a great investment. Greg Fisher of Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is experienced, professional, and dedicated. As your realtor, Greg can help you find the perfect new home. Contact Greg today at 847-681-4173 or learn more at gregshouses.com. Buy or sell with the man who knows his X's and O's. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT LLC.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Now back to Talking Illini on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's Boz and Mr. G.
We're back talking Illini. I'm Boz. Mr. G's across from me, and we have Lindsay Wilhite of the Daily Herald with us. Lindsay, before we let you go, two last questions. As of now, give us your top five finishers in the Big Ten.
Top five finishers. I still like Purdue to win. Originally, I had Wisconsin number two, but I think Michigan State with Sutton back, I would put them back there. A close number two behind Purdue. Three, Wisconsin. Four, Ohio State. And, whew, boy, right now, I know Minnesota hasn't really gone away from home too much to play, but Minnesota's undefeated, and they beat Louisville. So maybe Minnesota five.
And where do you have the Illini in the next six?
They would be right there. Throw Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, and maybe even Penn State right there in a hat between five and eight.
Okay, we've written these down. We're going to hold you to it at the end of the season, see where the chips fall. And finally, tomorrow night's game, tell us how you break it down. Give us a final score and a winner.
I would say, because it's, every year it looks like, man, Missouri has the better athletes and Missouri has the more athletic big men and blah, blah, blah. And every year, Illinois does just enough to win, and Chester Frazier usually somehow does just enough to win. And I will go 72-69 Illinois with.
Did you say Illinois, Lindsay?
Illinois. Got a little zook in me there. Illinois with who will be the leading scorer? I'm gonna go with Mike Davis hitting about five of those 15-foot baseline jumpers and finishing. Finishing with 17 points and 11 rebounds.
Boz, give us your prediction for tomorrow night.
I don't make predictions. I like what Lindsay said. He's getting me excited. I'm ready for that second cigarette and pizza now.
I think all streaks come to an end. And
here we go.
Tomorrow night, I just have a bad vibe about it. I hope I'm wrong. But I see Missouri scoring in the high 80s and winning about a 10-point game.
See what I got to live with here every Monday, Lindsay?
Hey, it'd be boring if you guys agreed on everything.
Right. Are you flying down or driving?
Still debating. The snow will tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's supposed to be more tomorrow. Well, have a great, safe trip, a great holiday. We'll catch you after the New Year's. Thanks for hopping on the few times here.
Lindsay, if you get the top three right in your Big Ten predictions, dinner's on Boz and myself at Wildfire.
He doesn't want to eat with us. He's on his days off. He wants to spend with the family. Who can blame him? You know, I'm sure one day he'll come around, though.
We'll figure something out. Mr. G, bring me back a bobble from your trip overseas.
Absolutely.
All right, Lindsay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a million, guys.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Take care. That was Lindsay Wilhite of the Daily Herald talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. What do we got, about 10 more minutes? If we got anyone who wants to call, comment on the show. We have had a great show today with Kendall Gill and Lindsay.
By the way, our next call at 888-463-6748 gets you a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. We've got about two left, and this one is yours. 888-463-6748.
You want some water there, Mr.
No, I'm
G?
Okay.
You don't want to drink out of my
By
bottle,
the way, did you know in our non-sports Illini trivia, although this is a sports-related factoid, that the plasma technology for plasma TVs was invented at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana by Donald Bitzer, B-I-T-Z-E-R.
Wow. What year was that? Is plasma still what's used? There's HD plasma? There's plasma?
Plasma, LCD.
Right. I think plasma's out already and LCD is in.
But think of all the wonderful hours of flat screen viewing you had because of this prominent Illinois alumnus.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. What was his name? Donner and Blitzen?
Donald Bitzer.
Oh, okay.
So the President's Cup concept continues to gain momentum.
Tell us about
it. It's being endorsed by prominent people within both administrations.
Wow.
And prominent alums are on board. People are emailing both the president of Northwestern and the chancellor of Illinois in support of our concept. Of course, the President's Cup is the replacement trophy for the Sweet Sioux Tomahawk. It will feature the four presidents who lived in the state of Illinois, Obama, Lincoln, Reagan, and Ulysses S. Grant. It is featured on our website at TalkZone.com. If you haven't seen it, it's beautifully done by the architects at OKW, including Illinois alum Andy Coghlan.
And when is a decision going to be made on that?
Sometime in January. So if you want to send your support.
So soon, really?
If you want to send your support for the concept, take a look at it at TalkZone.com and email our athletic director, Ron Gunther, at Illinois Athletics.
Do you know what other kind of concepts are out there competing against the President's Cup?
I don't know what the competition is as of yet, but I could find it out if you wish.
Well, I'd just be interested, curious to see, you know, what else is out there.
Again, I've got a $25 gift certificate. Call me right now at 888-463-6748. If you know the last Illini player to average 20 points a game in a single season, I'll send you a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's.
Ooh, 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 I know.
Buzz.
That's my...
Your Horshack.
My Horshack, not Korshak.
Korshak.
Arnold Horshack, and then the guy from Car 54, where are you? The short, stubby police officer.
Oh, I know who that was, yeah.
He used to go do ooh, ooh, ooh also.
By the way, Mitch had a question for Lindsay that we didn't get in. What center prospects are the Illini recruiting for the class of 2011? But, boss, you know more about that than Lindsay anyway, so go ahead.
Right. Well, I can't remember the young man's name, but there's a guy in the Indianapolis area that I heard about.
From Lawrence North.
That is kind of the Mike Davis, Stan Simpson mold. And I'm hoping that since there isn't anyone in Illinois, that we
What about this kid Jackson that Kentucky's recruiting, that a 6'9 player?
I'm not familiar with him. Next week, I believe we're going to have Brad Sturdy on, the recruiting guru. He's going to be even live from one of the Christmas tournaments. And we could get more information from Brad on this. But, you know, I think the 2011 class, starting with Tracy Abrams, there's a lot of guards, a lot of forwards. I'd like to save at least one of the scholarships for more of a true center in the mold of a Stan Simpson than the mold of a Tisdale. That said, you know, you commented last week a little bit about Myers Leonard. I think he's somewhere in between there. I think he's right now, and I'm going to ask Brad this next week. I think he is better than Tisdale was at this age, and more athletic from what I've seen and heard of him, and maybe even a little tougher. So he might be in between a Tisdale and a Stan Simpson.
But I want a beast. I want somebody who's just going to physically dominate.
I agree.
Somebody like Patrick Patterson at Kentucky, somebody like some of the North Carolina kids. We need somebody who's just so physically imposing
but
around the basket.
There aren't
can
that many. There aren't
the
that
basket.
Many of those guys that just come out of high school and fill that role. I mean, it takes a couple years to get them acclimated to the game, put some strength on them, and then they have to get acclimated to their new bodies. And Simpson is a guy that this could happen to. You know, Davis with two more years. You know, this talk of Davis leaving early too. You know.
Forget about it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got 2.5 years left. If you play your cards right, as Kendall said, you work hard during the season, the off season. You put nutrition into your program with training, and you develop this body. I mean, even Michael Jordan. If you see pictures of him when he was a rookie versus his eighth year in the league, it's a totally different guy. And so I don't know that you're going to get these quote-unquote beasts coming out of high school playing power forward or center for you. They're going to be a little thin.
It seems like Georgetown gets a kid like that. Kentucky gets a kid like that. North Carolina gets a kid like that.
Connecticut's got some guys. But I saw Connecticut a couple years ago at All-State Arena against DePaul. All these guys were freshmen. Now they've grown up, and they're number two in the country or whatever. Takes a little time. But, you know, Simpson has the potential to grow in there. And hopefully, again, in this 2011 class, we'll find one guy that's a little taller than a Mike Shaw.
You know who was NBA ready?
More of a down-low position.
You know who was NBA ready his freshman year was Darrell Arthur. Now, Self didn't do him any favors and really didn't coach him up that much. But how is Arthur doing in the NBA? Do you know?
No.
He was a player. He really had NBA body, NBA talent from day one.
He was a guy that maybe had the body early on. I'm not sure that he was NBA ready as a freshman, but he was one of those few guys that did have the body. But they're still, I mean, it's a big difference, a big jump from high school to college and from college to pro.
Okay, so give me your breakdown. What do you like about this year's team, and what makes you a little bit nervous?
Well, you know, what makes me nervous is the rebounding and the down low post-scoring and banging when we get into games with Michigan State and Wisconsin and Purdue. But I still like overall the improvement gradually of the sophomores, McCamey for one, Mike Davis for two, Tisdale for three. Then you're going to have Legion and
our ball security against quick teams doesn't bother you?
Well, that does, but that's going to, we know that that's going to get better with all the guards coming in next year. I'm just looking for these sophomores.
But I'm talking about this year.
Well, that does bother me, but I think hopefully Legion will help out. We'll have to pick up the tempo. I'd like to see us, if we can rebound, get out and run with the athletes we have. You know, we could put a lineup out there of Davis, Keller, Legion, McCamey, and Frazier, or take Frazier out, put Tisdale or Semro in, or take them out, put Brock in. You could have, you know, Davis, Keller, Brock, Legion, and McCamey. You know, those are pretty good athletes that can run the floor. And you're right. I mean, it's a matter of defense, rebounding.
Another email question asks what we're going to do with the Assembly Hall. Are we going to redo it? The question is, in this economy, where are the funds going to come from? I think eventually you're not going to get rid of the Assembly Hall. There's going to be a retrofit of the Assembly Hall. When and where those funds come from is still a question mark right now. I don't think we've identified a donor yet. As soon as we do, I'll be the first one to tell you.
And that'll be a shame, you know, to the extent where when the year we're retrofitting, the team's going to be like the Harlem Globetrotters.
By the way, our emailer of the day is Mitch Sutton. We're going to send him a $25 gift certificate to Malnati's. Congratulations, Mitch. And
where's Mitch from?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Mitch himself.
Okay.
But at the end of the day,
Mitch,
guys, we're winding down here now to the last few moments of Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. A highlight moment today for both of us, obviously, was our 45-minute conversation with the one and only Kendall Gill. Kendall brought his insight not only into today's basketball world, but reminisced with us about his experience at the University of Illinois, the 88-89 team, which was probably a team that will go down as the best team, even better than the 04-05 team in Illinois history. We want to expand on that. We'd like to see this crop of recruits bring us to the next level. We'd like to bring a national championship home to the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana, and I think we're on the right track with respect to that process.
And it was interesting, Kendall, talking about the game in Seattle, and they just, you know, if we were to play Michigan, you know, we'd win 9 times out of 10. We'd win about 95, 97 out of 100. We annihilated them twice during the year. Just wasn't their day that day.
Boz, I'll be out of town overseas for a couple of weeks. Perhaps I'll call in to your next show with Gail Fisher, the lovely Gail Fisher.
And well,
I'm sure
Gail's in 2 weeks. Next week we're going to have our friends from the Morning Break sit in with me, and Sturdy will be live from tournaments, and Gail will be, I believe it's January 5th.
Well, hopefully you won't pull a Dana Carvey in Wayne's World and sit there and stare at the microphone after Wayne leaves the set of the show, and that you'll be relaxed and ready to go.
I hope I'll be relaxed and ready to go, but you never know. I could have flashbacks to my high school days in which it was like a lot of habita, habita, habita.
ILL, Boz.
I, Mr. G.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to five vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com.